But only with the shin, not with the pay.
It's pay, the pay is pay. You have pay, you have to pay, you have to have shin. He sees it, he found the shin. So he bought a bunch of shins?
I only bought one for you.
I don't think I have a shin at all. So b'sedem. So we're continuing Chanukah as much as we can. We'll do just halacha today, maybe a little bit B'riti Shalom, we'll see. Yeah, we'll do some B'riti Shalom. So, Seder Adakat Ner Chanukah Mekom Anachato. Ooh, we're going to machlok oto v'yir, chaval al hazman. The order of lighting the candles, how do we do this? And Seder Mekom Anachato, the place where you place your menorah, as we call it in America. Which is true. No one says Chanukiah. Chanukiah is also an Israeli word. It's a menorah. It's a lamp. Menorah is a lamp. What's the difference?
The difference is
Chanukiah is a mitzvah Israeli. All the years, all over the world, all the Jews called it a menorah.
Yeah, because they lit a menorah. They didn't light a Chanukiah because it wasn't Chanukah.
Anyway, it says in the Rambam that one has to be very careful in lighting candles of Chanukah. To be lizaher, to be careful about it. Even a poor person who his parnasa is from tzedakah, people give him tzedakah. Shoel o mocher ksuto v'lokach shemen adlik. He borrows from someone, or he could sell his clothing, and he buys oil to light. So it says in the Mishneh Berurah. That was the halacha in Shulchan Aruch on the Rambam. So it says here, the Amrinan Bagmara, the Gemara says, Haragil bener. Aven lo banim tamidei chachamim, one who's used to lighting candles, he's going to have children which are tamidei chachamim. Ataga, what is he sending me to?
Do you have to own them?
No, you can borrow them, they're yours. The oil, the candle, not the body of the. The oil or the candle, not the body of the menorah.
The body of the menorah has to be owned by you?
No, it doesn't.
Can someone be motzi, an adult?
Can who?
Someone be motzi, an adult?
Yeah, but he has to acquire the oil also. Ishtatef. Either he gives him a penny and he lifts up the oil. And it's also his.
So I walk in there
shining and I see the menorah
sitting all over the place.
But
they're burning. I can't be
yotzi
any of those menorahs.
You can be yotzi, and there's only one thing you could do.
Take
you can make say a bracha. Exactly. You can make a one bracha. You can say a bracha of Shas Hanisi.
And
Shechiano.
Shechiano?
Shechiano is for the lighting. No, it's for the.
Then you can say it.
Coming down soon. I don't know. It's too soon. Top.
You can't say la'alik because la'alik you're not lighting.
You're lighting, yeah. So if you want to have tamid banim, which is tamid chachamim, so then, imela, be careful with lighting. Where's the. Where did he send me to? Confusing. Top. ואפילו אני משום פרסום הניסה, וזה הלכה פרסום הניסה, right? To make the nest big. publicize the nest. כן, שואל על הפתחים או מוכר כסותו או מזכיר עצמו ואינו מוכיח וחוזר רק בשנייה אחד בכל לילה. Yeah, he could go, he could either do a tzedakah, it's okay, one mincha in the shtib lechem beis Yisrael, he could buy a whole bottle of oil. And buy ya. Okay? Or a few packs of candles. Or he could sell something that was his, or he could work for one day and get some money, etc. And then for free. And the kids also, you can knock on your neighbor's house and ask, can you give me a cup of oil? And they'll give you a cup of oil and buy it. I'm a shanet. The kids all, to be careful to light. Mot chashu. Okay?
So, should I take my own morning candles?
Candles, definitely. Yeah. But you're not obligated, you're only obligated for one candle a night, of course, yeah, not more than that. Halakha bet, kama nerot madlik, how many candles do we light? Okay, so the Bryson Shabbos says, balayla rishon madlik echad. The first night you light one, and you go on, you light, you add one for each night, until at the last night, you light eight. Vafilim rabim ne'abayit, lo yadliku yoter. That's the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Tosfos, that his minhag is that even if there's many people in the house, only one person lights in the house. Only one person lights in the house. If you go to Shulchan Aruch, only one person lights in the house. Haga, the Rama says, v'yeshomrin dekol echad min habayit yadlik, echen haminhag hapashuk. According to the Rambam, each one in the house lights. According to the Rama. Ashkenazim, we pass it like this. You don't have to pass it like this. My father doesn't pass it like this. Only he lights in the house, or the kids. And even if when it's you do pass it like a Rama, and you do light in the house, you should light in a recognition between the candles. There shouldn't be like a whole row. Let's say it's the eighth night. A whole row of candles? It looks like there's 100 candles in the house. It's not, it has to be one up, one here, one here. It's going to make it one in that window, one in that window. Okay, and there should be a difference between them. Stam, a matter of safety, I saw a family, they had a box, or Bachurim, it was Bachurim, had a box with a bunch of Chanukiah inside, and the box exploded when they threw too many candles. It's, oh, can I, even though it's glass, the glass could take heat, but certain glass, to a certain extent, when it becomes too much, it explodes. So don't put too much into it. Okay. If I'm not, so it says in the Mishnah Berurah, Mikan ve'elach. And if he just has enough to light one for every night, that's halacha. Okay? But there's an Indian Chanukah dafka to be mehadir. Okay? To mehadim, to do light two, three, four, five. But if you have only one, perfect, beautiful. Set up. If he has only nine candles, that's all he has. The first night you light one, and the second night you light two. Okay? And how much is he? How much does he have left now? Seven, then one for each night. If he has ten, first night one, second night two, third night
three.
One. Because if he has three, he won't have enough for the last night. Okay. Now, you need very little oil to light. Very little. And you don't have to fill up your whole cup. You could. The maestro, you don't have to put some oil. When you fill up a whole cup and you have a little flame, it burns till the morning almost. It can burn 5, 6, 7 hours. La tzarich. Could be maybe it's bal tashchis, I don't know, because after it's midnight, who walks in the street? If you live in a frat, I don't know if after 10 o'clock anyone walks in the street. And it's a yeshuv, the list. Enjoy. So, If olive oil is too expensive, so we can light it with wax also. Okay. It's better to light. It's better to light 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of wax than to light 1 of oil for each night. Okay. We said before that according to the Ramah, he writes that everyone should light in the house. It's not, we're not including his wife. Okay? His wife doesn't light. You should take a group for very good. For that. Also the girls.
They light or they don't light?
He writes here, the minhag is that only the father and the boys which are above Gil Chinuch, the age of Chinuch, they should light. And the girls, you said that they don't like. We spoke about this last year already. You told me your daughters like to light.
Mm-hmm.
Good, you light, you make it bracha, you say, I'm going to make light, then they can light whatever they want. It should be yaitzeh by you. Are you a bracha? Then they can light whatever they can light, then can't.
Now, my daughter's dorming. So she does. She likes.
Yeah, it's by you. Unless someone lights in the dorm. Someone lights in the dorm.
I guess.
So that could be it with the person lighting. Okay. Yafem mod. Gimel neil sheyesh v'shtei piyot orelo bishvishnai. So it's not so practical for today. Point is that from each, between each candle. It should be a difference of about a finger. Okay? Sometimes you have candles, you're putting a wax candle standing, and they go up like you go up, and they're very close to each other. You go 1 meter back, they look like one. So, baya. Be separated from each other. Okay. If you have one menorah, yeah, and you want two people to light and one menorah, no problem. Two, three, I think that's it. Four and four is a problem, I guess there's no recognition. Three and three, you can still see the difference. On the same menorah, two people could light. I would say even three people could light. One. Why not?
What if you're looking at a candle? You lift the candles. Just, you know, looking at the candles and enjoying them, or like, when you're into a spiritual place, should, if somebody knocks on your door, the phone rings, should you just ignore it?
I ignore it. I let someone else open the door. Yeah, you could also open the door and look at it. Still look at the candles. My house is all simcha. Every time we light, we sing for a long time around the candles. Yeah, my father, he hardly sang on my birthday. I make it into a thing. I want my kids to go with the feeling. A lot of songs to sing. Like I said already, there's a beautiful CD, a Hanukkah CD, from Yosef Cardonel. All kinds of nigunim of Hanukkah, Breslev also. Really, really nice. It's like an orange, cover is orange. They sell it here in Meshech Hanacha. Probably costs 50 shekels, 40 shekels, 50 shekels. It's worth it to get. It's really, really nice. I bought it last year, I'm very happy with it. I don't have a CD player, it broke, but at least I have the CD.
I'm very happy with it.
I put it in the computer. What did you say? I'm not getting commission from it. I just like the CD.
You don't have children. Do you still get it?
Yeah?
So, just for adults?
No. You're an adult?
Nah.
We're all kids. טוב, בסדר, יפה מאוד. If the woman could also light for her husband, even if he's at home, can he still? He can't get it. He can't do it. Or he can't light or whatever. If the woman could light for the whole house also, and even if the husband's not at home, she could also light for him. Can? And when he comes back, he could light also, but only with one bracha. להדליק נר של חנוכה. He can make another שחיינו, he can make a שעשה ניסטי.
That's provided that he already said it.
She said it. כן?
When we got the base of English back, when you left the menorah, I don't think, I'm wondering if Jews could also...
What you said, if he didn't have a mind to be yotze,
yeah.
If he had a mind to be yotze, then no, he can't make any bracha. He could light without a bracha. Okay, but if he had a mind to be yotze, he didn't have a mind to be yotze. So some places can say he shouldn't. He can make only one bracha, even then. The housemate, Shechiyano, the housemate, the chassan.
It brings out also he should try to like every person in his house. If it's late, if it's late, you're saying, right? Yeah, it's late, if it's late, you're saying, right? Yeah, no one's around, if somebody, yeah, but he said also later, he says here that if you live in the city,
if people walk around also at midnight, so then you could light. But I get up chatzot, I could see all the candles, you could light at midnight. We'll go to chatzot over here. What did you say?
I was just wondering. Writing in the face of the chapter of the word, that's, and I understand that was gotta go on for 8 days. But people writing in their own homes, they wouldn't have had that minhag, would they? To write for 8 days?
Next year?
Yeah.
So that's also a way to give away your position to tell people who you are. I always thought the Jews at that time that were Jewish lived in caves, because they wanted to be...
Until after the war.
But even after the war, they were still kind of hiding.
I don't know, you know this? Or you it?
Yes.
You have to read the history books, Yosifun. Look at Yosifus to tell you...
His history still is good?
It's pretty good. Yeah? This day is pretty accurate. It's Megillah, Megillat Chashmonaim. Okay, Mr. Zell. He brings you a name of Karelitz. If his wife's in Chutz La'aretz and he's at home, and the time here came, but she's somewhere only in 2 hours will be, she's in Europe, in England, only in 2 hours will be the time to light, or an hour, still she's yotze with your lighting. Why? Because the obligation is not on the person, the obligation is on the house. Yankale! The obligation is on the house, therefore she'll be yotze with the lighting of her husband in Eretz Yisrael. What?
I'm not going to be here, my wife would be here. So she doesn't
No, the house. Not me. She's going to have the light.
She won't have.
Yeah. Where are you going to be? You light over there? When are you leaving?
Not sure.
Before Hanukkah or before? Are you coming back after Hanukkah? The whole Hanukkah you'll be there. You guys see the kids? Are you going to those old age homes to find their money on the Jewish things and not the Christian things?
Very strict about
it. So how could they do it with the Christians?
The Christians have been doing it for a long time.
Is that okay to do it?
Older Christians live differently than older Jews. Older Jewish people live in facilities that can take you when you're living independently, semi-independently,
yeah,
and totally independently. So you, at some point, they'll ask you to leave money to the institution so the institution can continue providing care
for older people.
Right. Mm-hmm. And if you have a good federation system, then you can also receive more. But the most important thing is to make sure that they have a will and that they understand it. That's the most important. Too many people die with a lot of money and it goes to the state. It doesn't go to prison. I see even in prison, you can teach your older relatives to people to get your message.
He says here from a lot of poskim that the women, girls shouldn't like. Shouldn't like. The meaning is that girls don't like. It brings from a lot of poskim. Chasam Sofer and.
So they don't need the education, inviting
no.
Women?
No, there's two reasons. Yeah. One, that they're tougher for the men. The man is the person who usually is mighty the woman. And secondly, a lot of times you light outside. It's not covered of the woman to go and light outside. It's not covered. It's not tanua. I was thinking, on the street. It's so nice. Okay.
So what's the purpose of the yeshiva having a big woman outside?
Pirstumanista. Publicizing it. And publicizing the yeshiva also.
So
I think.
You're driving up down the highway.
Yeah, I always point it out when I drive by and it was the friends, yeah, my yeshiva. You have everyone, this is yeshiva, come home with us. I got Aldol set today, huh? You guys are so lucky to sit by Aldol's shir. I don't know if someone can miss this shit.
So that's you. That's you then podcasting it.
Beautiful. He's amazing, although. So, yeah, we'll go on. Hey, Ner Chanukah manicho al petach hasamuch lesh tarabim bachutz. Ner Chanukah, he puts it down on the opening, which is of the house, which is open to the public. Not the opening of the stairs. If you have a gate, and no one was going to see it, you have to put it outside the gate. Okay? Right? If there's a yard in front of the house, you put it outside the yard, not inside the yard. Yeah, people are going to see it. And if he doesn't have a place like that, he lives in a 10-story building, where does he do it? On the window. And if it's a time of danger, Right? They say you have to turn off all the lights because the Arabs are coming, I don't know who. In the time of the, in Europe, where they put the lights so they used to kill the Jews. Then you close all the windows and you light it on the table in your house. Okay. And you need another candle. Always have another candle with you. With you in there. Why?
Shams.
Why? So you use its light and not the light of the other candle. But if there's other lights in the house, you don't need that light. Today they have electricity, hopefully. If you paid the bills and you still have electricity running in your wires, so then you don't have to leave a shamash there. Very good. Yep. Another halacha. Manicho lemala mishlosha tefachim, mitzva lanicho lamata ma'asara tefachim. It has to be above three tefachim. How much tefachim? 24 centimeters. How much is that in American knees? I have it over here.
10 inches? 12 inches?
That's 24 centimeters. In inches. Almost 10, yeah. 9.5 inches.
10 inches, yeah.
Less than, it shouldn't be less than that. And it's good.
From the ground.
From the ground. Not from the window. I mean, if you have it on the window, it's just on the window still. Yeah? Talking about if you, by the door, if you're doing it by the door, the entrance to the yards, that's all. High minimum. And maximum, it's better that it'll be less than 31 inches. But even if it's above 31 inches, it's still yards. It's a mitzvah to put it less than 31. Between 3 and 10, Rabbi Natan has a whole long thing about this. What's 3 and a 10? Well, why is this like this? Yeah, in the shul, we light it somewhere high. Yeah, we don't light it low. We light high up. Okay. If it's above 20 amma, right? 20 amma is 10 meters high. It's high. Four-story building. You're not yet there. You have to put it less. Why? Because no one looks up there. So what do you do if you live on the top floor in a skyscraper? That's what they call it, right? Skyscrapers?
The question is, why would you be living there?
Well, let's say you are. What are you going to do? So if you're in New York, there's no problem because there's people on the other buildings across from you. You're probably going to see it. But if not, so there's a problem. You have a problem. Light on the table. What can you do? Light on the window. Maybe someone's going to look up. I don't know.
Is there a problem?
Problem is better. What can you do?
Well, in New York, a lot of people live in buildings that have shops, elevators.
Yeah.
They could live on the
15th floor. So they like there in the house.
They're right in the house.
What can you do, yeah.
That still brings up our question. Why are they living in New York? Why are they living in a penthouse instead of living in Meir Shirim?
Why? Because you're not doing enough mitzvot to it. Yaakov? So I'm also today. Tov. Yofi. So we have a lot of Zion.